Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The Open Ears Project is supported by Belmont. Serene river cruises along the canals of Burgundy, stunning hideaways beside natural wonders, Belmont offers some of the world's greatest luxury travel adventures. Visit Belmont, that's BELMOND.com, and book your getaway today. Where will you go?
You're listening to The Open Ears Project, Day 20. You know, I keep coming back to this piece, the first violin sonata by Bach. I almost don't know how to describe it. It really felt like it walked me through this emotional journey of feeling perhaps the pain of Bach, someone who wrote this, and then how that resolved for him through music, and then how that could walk me through those same emotions. I'm Jackie Chang. I am the editor-in-chief of the WQXR website. I actually had an interest in Bach starting from very, very young. When I was a baby, my dad had an Atari 2600 in the early 80s. And there was this game called Gyrus on the Atari. And Gyrus actually uses a Bach piece, the famous fugue in D minor. It's the one that goes. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So that's where my Bach thread came from. It was right around when I was probably finishing grade school, so like 11 or 12, and I actually checked out a CD from the library. And this piece is actually the first thing that plays. So you press play, and then you are kind of just taken into this world where there's these, like, longing, kind of sad chords. And then it goes into what is really sounds really flowy and improvised. Exploring this feeling, which I think is a little bit mysterious in the beginning. And then I always interpret it as kind of going into sort of a grieving mindset, but a comfortable one, one where you're exploring how you feel. Especially, you know, in this particular movement, there's a lot of dissonant chords and a lot of clashing chords that kind of resolve. And I had never really heard that up close. Physiologically, I feel like I have goosebumps that kind of resolve with it when the chords resolve. I just think that, you know, the dissonances are the emotional twists in this piece. I think those are the things that kind of lead us through this longing story that's being told. And it really pulls you along for the ride. A sad peacefulness that sometimes we all need when we need to take a breath just before starting something new.
Jackie Chang chose the first movement of Bach's first violin sonata in G, and it's coming up in just a moment. And if that little snippet of Bach on the Atari jogged your memory, then make sure that you hear tomorrow's Open Ears Project episode, which features the great architect Daniel Libeskind talking about what that particular piece means to him. I'll see you tomorrow.